Here is the place, my lord. Good, my lord, enter. The tyranny of the open night's too rough for nature to endure.
Let me alone.
Don't, my lord, enter here.
It will break my heart.
I'd rather break mine own. Good, my lord, enter.
Thou fixed as much to this contentious storm, it pays us to the skin.
So 'tis to thee. But where the greater malady is fixed, the lesser is scarce felt.
Thou'st shun a bear, but if thy plight late o'er the roaring sea, thou'st meet the bear even now. When the mind's free, the body's delicate. Tempest in my mind, does from my senses take all feeling else, save what beats there, filial ingratitude. Is it not as this mouth would tear this hand for lifting food to it? I will punish home. No, I will weep no more. Such a night to shut me out. Horror I will endure. Such a night as this. Oh, Regan Goneril, my old kind father whose frank heart gave all. Come. That way madness lies. Let me shun that. No more of that.
How could my lord enter here?
Really? Go in thyself. Take thine own ease. This tempest will not give me leave to ponder on things that will hurt me more. I'll go in. In, boy. Go first. You, houseless poverty. Nay. Get thee in. I'll pray. And then I'll sleep. Poor naked wretches. Wheresoe'er you are, abide the pelting of this pitiless storm. How shall your houseless heads and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? Oh, I have ta'en too little care of this. Take physic, Pop. Expose thyself to feel what wretches feel. Thou mayest shake the superflux to them and show the heavens more just.
Help in the heart! Help in the heart! Help! Help!
Help me! Help me! Help me!
Give me the hand!
Who's there?
The spirit! He sent his name! Poor God!
What art thou in this rippler in the straw? Come forth! Help me! How be follows me. Poor moan blows the cold wind. Go to thy cold bed and warm thee.
Didst thou give all to thy daughters, and art thou come to this?
To thee is anything to poor Tom, from the foul fiend that led through fire and through flame, through ford and whirlpool, or bog and quagmire, laid knives under his pillow, and halters in his pew, set rat stained by his porridge, made him proud of heart, to ride on a bay, totting horse of a 4-inch frigid, to cause his own shadow for a traitor. Bless thy witch. Stop the cold! Ah! Judy, 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 let's see some whirlwinds start blasting and taking. So put on some charity on the foul fiend. There, could I have it now? And there.
What has his daughters brought into this part? Couldst thou save nothing? Couldst thou give them all?
He reserved them, thanking us, and we've been all saved.
Now all the plagues that in the pendulous air hang fated all men's fault. Light on thy daughter.
He hath no daughter, sir.
Death, traitor. Nothing could have subdued nature to such a lowness but his unkind daughters. Is it the fashion for discarded fathers to have this little mercy on their flesh? To this punishment was this flesh. They got those
Take heed of the foul fiend, obey thy parents, keep thy words justly. Swear not, commit not with man toward spouse. Sip not thy sweet heart of blood away. Come, she comes.
What hast thou been? Serving man.
Proud in heart and mind. The curl of my hair. Wore gloves in my cap. Swelled the lust of my mistress' heart. And did yak darkness with her. Swore as many oaths as I spake words, and broke them in the sweet face of heaven. And the contriving of lust, and waked to do it. Wine loved I deeply. dies dearly, and in woman out Caramore the Turk. False of heart, knight of ear, bloody of front, hog in close, fox in stealth, wolf in greediness, dark in madness, lion in prey. Let the quaking of jewels, with the rustling of silks, betray thy poor heart to woman. Keep thy foot in the bottles, thy hand out of packets, thy pen from lended books, and defy the foul queen. Just as the hawthorn blows a cold wind. Sing so, mon ami. Doctor, my boy.
Thou art better in a grave than to answer with thy uncommon body this extremity of the sky. Is man no more than this? Consider him well. Thou hast the worm no silk, the beast no hide, the sheep no wool, the cat no perfume. Here's prions, thou art sophisticated. Thou art the thing itself. An accommodated man. No more but such a poor, bare, forked animal as thou art.
Salad, swallows the old rat in the ditch dog, drinks the green mantle of the standing pool, that is whipped from tithing to tithing, and stuck, punished, and imprisoned, that have had 3 suits to his back, 6 shirts to his body, horse to ride, and weapon to wear. But mice and rats and such small deer have been come school for 7 long years. Beware, my poor. Peace! Smoking! The pain! Mountain!
What have your grace no better company?
The face of darkness, gentlemen! Odo, he's caught!
Our flesh and blood, my lord, is grown so vile.
But it doth me what blessing. Put down the car!
Go in with me! My duty cannot suffer to obey in all your daughter's heart commands. Though their injunctions be to bar my doors, yet have I ventured to come seek you out and bring you where both fire and food is ready.
First, let me talk with this philosopher. What is the cause?
Good, my lord, take his offer. Go into the house.
I'll talk a word with this same learned thief.
What?
What is thy study?
How to prevent the foul fiend that killed them.
Let me ask you one word in private.
Importunate one more to go, my lord. His wits begin to unsettle. Canst thou blame him? His daughter seek his death. Oh, that good Kendi said it would be thus. Poor banished man. Thou sayest the king grows mad, I'll tell thee, friend, I'm almost mad myself. I had a son, now I've brought for my blood, he sought my life, but lately, very late, I loved him, friend. No father is son dearer. I tell thee, the Greek hath crazed my voice. What a night's this! I do beseech your grace,
no, hurry up! Noble philosopher, you're confounded!
This way, my lord!
And there, fellow! Came. His word was still fire, thaw and thumb. I smell the blood of a British man.